We have the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar, which is mitzvah min haTorah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We have the schus today to have Rabbi Bacon here, and Rabbi Bacon is a big Talmud Chacham, one of the Mashkichim, the Mashkichim in our Beis Medrash. And if you have any questions, you can always ask him. He's a wonderful Talmud Chacham. He's here to help you. So he wants to give it to Dvar Torah in honor of the Yom Noraim. Without any further ado.
Thank you, Rish. I appreciate that. Welcome to people I haven't met yet. I'm Rabbi Bacon, and I'm a Mashkiach on the floor of the Beis Medrash. I really want to be available to everyone. You people, if you haven't realized yet, anyone who's returned obviously knows. But any new students, you have such a zechus to be in this year. Rabbi Hirsch is not only an unbelievable Talmud Chacham that's going to teach you tons of Torah, but he really takes a very deep interest in everyone's personal growth and everyone's development and what's happening with guys, which is something very special to have that with the Rebbe. To what extent that I can help complement Rabbi Hirsch's efforts and increase the yeshiva for the experience for you guys, I'd love to, and I'm available, and I'm looking forward to getting to know everyone, Mitzvah Hashem, as well as I can, to make connections with everybody. Just to share a brief idea with you today, this morning, as we head into the Yom Noraim, and Bechlal, just to think about the whole Zman that we're in, this Elul Zman, the time of Tekufa, of Tshuva. At the same time, we just started Yeshiva, so we're trying to be very intense with our learning with Limud HaTorah, right? In Yeshiva, the bulk of our time is really spent. We got Gemara, we're preparing, we have Night Seder, we're doing Bikiyas. Our time is really spent in Limud HaTorah, as it should be in Yeshiva. But we can't ignore the fact that it's also the Elul, that the Rosh Hashanah is going to be tomorrow night, that we've got Yom Kippur around the corner, we have Sarasim Yitshuva, it's a time of Tshuva introspection. So these are two aspects that we're trying to focus on, both the Limud and the Tshuva. And the emes is, they really come together so beautifully. They're not two separate pursuits that we have to engage ourselves in. They really form a very unique bond. There's a beautiful vort from the Mishnah Seavetz, of Jolti, and he says the following. He asks Akasha from the parsha we just read. The Ramban famously comments, "Ki mitzvah hazos asher anuchim mitzavcha yom." This mitzvah that I command you today, what is this mitzvah? Says the Ramban, the mitzvah is tshuva. And the Rav Jolti asks the Ramban, but we know from the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nun Hey, the way the Rambam brings down the Gemara in Erevin, we know that psukim right there, the very context of that pasuk is limud haTorah. It's not tshuva. The Ramban connects it to the beginning of the parak, which is talking about tshuva, so he says continuation there. But the exact, as the Gemara says, look, there's Rav Jolti right here on the table. That's beautiful. So he says it's about limud haTorah. So says Rav Jolti that tshuva, limud haTorah, are one and the same. That we have two aspects of tshuva. One aspect of tshuva is tshuva meira. Tshuva meira, as the Rambam delineates in the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva, that's the formal steps we know about. You have to have a charata, you have to do vidu, you have to kugala asi, you have to do all these steps. But then there's tshuva me'ava is something different. Tshuva me'ava is a feeling of connection to the Rabbono Shalom, it's feeling close to the Rabbono Shalom. That's accomplished through Limud haTorah. So that's result. I just wanted to add the mosif a little bit to that concept, that tshuva me'ava is accomplished through our Limud haTorah. And there's a beautiful, beautiful idea expressed by the Eish Kodesh, from 2 weeks ago, what we read 2 weeks ago on Parshas Ki Seitzei. I want to share it to you, the Eish Kodesh. The Eish Kodesh says as follows. The Pasuk says, Ki Seitzei la melchama alivecha, unusano Hashem lekecha biyadecha v'shavisa shivyo. Says the Eish Kodesh, Hashem did a very, very beautiful chesed for us. What's the chesed he did? Anshe Knesset HaGdola had the license to structure brachos using the following language. Baruch Atah Hashem. Blessed are you, God. Now, we're so used to that, but the truth is that your eyebrows should raise when you say that every time. I speak to God, B'lashon Nochach, you. I speak to God like he's a person right in front of me, standing there, you. And I'll speak in a more covetic fashion. Hashem is Melch Machayam Lachim. And you can say you. So the fact is, yes, that's a chesed that Hashem said. That you we can use the Lashon Atah when speaking to God. It's not something we would normally have assumed you could do. And says the Eish Kodesh, that the fact that we can say it that way, the fact that the Anshe Knesset HaGdola designed the bracha that way, that's not just words. It's not a chesed in the fact that, oh, we're allowed to, we're so special, we can be more familiar with God. That's not pshat. The pshat is if you can say atah, then that means the atah has an effect. It has the ability to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's so removed at times, and mamish bring Hashem right down so close to us in our lives. If we have the right kavana, we put our real etzem into the brachos, and we think about what we're saying, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down, kavayachol, right here and stands in front of us. If this we're speaking, atah, mamish to God. So directly. There is a connection, as we know, between tefillah and limud Torah. There's a very deep connection. You'll mitz Hashem on daf yud and Shabbos, you'll see it, and it's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, "Meiser azno mishmo Torah." If a person removes his ear from hearing Torah, meaning a person says, "I'm not really interested in hearing the words of Torah. I don't want to hear what God has to say," then gam tefillah satoeva, the pasuk in Mishlei says, as Mark was on daf yud. So then his tefillah also becomes a toeva, meaning God says, "You don't want to hear my words, what I have to say to you. So I'm not so interested in hearing what you have to say to me. I'm not so interested in your tefillahs. I don't want to listen to your tefillahs." And just like that direction is true, says the Eish Kodesh, the reverse is true as well. That if we want our Talmud Torah to be on the highest levels, then we have to have the proper tefillah too. What does that mean? That means exactly what he was describing. That you have to have a Baruch Atah Hashem. Blessed are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you focus on that. And you have the right kavana. And you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life in a very deep and personal way. Hashem is standing right in front of you. When you have that kind of a tefillah, when you have that kind of a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have a different type of limud Torah. Then your limud Torah is where you're having the chavrusa with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's you, your chavrusa, and Hashem is standing there on your side. He's atah, he's right there. And when you're struggling over a gemara, and all of a sudden you have an insight, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu whispering in your ear, you feel his presence. So Hashem li'reog. That means that Hashem allows every person to see a unique insight into Torah. I get that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is atah. Not when he's far removed. When you daven with that kind of a koach, so then you have a different kind of a learning as well. A learning that's more intense, personal encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Eish Kodesh, just to go full circle back to the pasuk, what does that do with Kiseitzeh? So says the Eish Kodesh, Kiseitzeh l'machmoy levecha, when you head out against your enemies. So anyone who's been in the army, which I haven't, but anyone who has been in the army knows that when you're about to head out to war and face tremendous peril, right, your life is in jeopardy. So when you call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that kind of a state, there's no disconnect between your tefillos. You're totally l'shem shemayim, you're totally sincere, you're crying out from God from your deepest depths of your soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me, save me, give me siyata d'shemaya. Right? You have the kind of a tefillah of Baruch Atah Hashem. You feel it. You feel Hashem's closeness at that moment when your life's in danger. When you daven with that kind of kavana, then Hashem unusono, Hashem will give Elokecha biyadecha. He will give in your hands the concept of Elokecha, that he's your God. He's Hashem, he's removed, then he becomes Elokecha, your God. A personal, individual connection. Koshul is right there. And when you have that kind of a metzias, so then it's a Shavisa Shavya. Then you're able to have a full kind of a tshuva. When you have that kind of relationship with Hashem, then you have a tshuva, memela, you feel close to Kosh Baruch Hu, and you're close to Hashem, and you're a different life. And you have a tshuva, a Shavisa Shavya, you have a tshuva. That's what Talmud Torah can be. That's what Limud Torah can be. It's a Limud Torah that starts out with a proper tefillah, with a Baruch Atah Hashem, with a tefillah with Baruch Havana, where you put your real etzem into it, you feel Hashem's closeness, and then you go on to your Limud Torah, and then you have a Limud Torah that's filled with an Ava, that's filled with an Kosas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You feel him whispering in your ear. You feel when you're struggling over Gemara, I'm not alone. And I can get this. That could be Limud Torah. That is what Rosh Holtz is describing, as a Tshuva Mi'Ava. That Limud Torah, it's a Limud Torah Mi'Ava, it's a Tshuva Mi'Ava. It's a real close to Hashem. And if you look at the Rambam in the seventh parak, not the second parak, but if you look in the seventh parak of the Tshuva, you have a whole kind of a different description. The different description of Rosholti says the seventh parak is about Tshuva Mi'Ava. It's not a list of steps that you have to go through. But the Rambam describes there so beautifully, look at the Lashon. The Rambam describes so beautifully how when you do Tshuva Mi'Ava, there's a closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Maybe yesterday you were distant. Maybe yesterday there was a sinna there. But today with the Tshuva, there's a real closeness. You're an Ahuv. You're beloved to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's something very special. So Mirtz Hashem, as we focus on our Limud Torah over the next couple of weeks, as we continue to head into the Yomim Norayim, it should be a Limud Torah where there's a sense of Ava. Our davening should be a proper davening where we feel connected to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That will elevate our Limud Torah. That will elevate our whole Zman. We'll have a Tshuva Mi'Ava, not just a Tshuva Mi'Yirim Mirtz Hashem. And that's our goal in yeshiva. Our goal in yeshiva, to go Rabbi Hirsch, to go myself, is that beyond just your limud haTorah, that in Hashem, this whole zman that we'll have, this semester, next semester, the whole year, should be a year of growth in limud haTorah, and growth in avodas Hashem, growth in Yiras Shamayim, growth in Ruchnius, and growth in connection to Rabbono Shlom. In any ways that we can help kind of foster that. These are lofty words, but it's not always easy on a daily basis to feel that connection, to navigate through the difficulties of life. That's how life is. Life is made with difficulties. But we know the end game. We know the goal. How we get there has to change depending on the metzias. But we want to help with you in the yeshiva to create those experiences, to help you navigate it. And Mirtz Hashem, it should be a very, very successful year. Thank you very much.
Shkoyach. Shkoyach. Okay. Now let's begin, guys. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, second day is Friday, and the first day we have the mitzvah of blowing the shofar, which is a mitzvah midiraisa. It's interesting, there's a machlekes, the machaber amah, when you blow the shofar, you say a shechianu, Sfardim only say it the first day, they don't say it on the second day. The Ramah argues, Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, we say a shechianu on both days. And it's very incumbent upon us to understand what the lumdus here of the shofar is, and what the nature of the mitzvah is. And what we want to present now today is a stira in the Rambam. Okay? But before we do that, we have to see the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Gemara here in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara has a machlekes amoraim. You have here in your packet, you want to take a look. The Gemara has a machloikis. Yeah, take the packet here. The Gemara has a machloikis as to whether we need kavanah or not. Okay, let's see the Gemara here. The Gemara says in Chof Chesam and Aleph, let's take a look inside. The Gemara says, Shochule la'abua de Shmuel. They asked the father of Shmuel, Kofu v'ochol matzah, yatzah. They said to Pharish, they asked the father, they sent to the father of Shmuel, if you force a guy to eat matzah on Lel Seder, yotza. You fulfilled your mitzvah of eating matzah on Lel Seder. Kafu man, the Gemara asks, who forced you? Ilema kafu shade, if there was a shade, you know, a demon that forced to eat the matzah. When a shade forces you to do something, you're like a shota. Ba'atanya, itim chalim, itim shota. If sometimes you're healthy, sometimes you're a shota. Kishu chile chalim, when he's healthy, aruke kipeach. L'chol dvarav, he's healthy. Kishu shota, aruke shota, l'chol dvarav. You got a problem. If you force a guy to eat matzah, when he ate it, when a shade forced him to eat it, you're not yoitzah. Stira. Amar of kahanak shikafu parsim. Who forced him? The Persians forced him. And therefore, it was not a shade. And therefore, he was not a shota. And therefore, he fulfills his mitzvah. Amar Rava is also meris we see from here. Hatokei l'shir yatsa. Tokei l'shir means as follows. A guy loves the musical sounds of a shofar. He loves it. He loves the sound. He has no kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah. He knows it's Rosh Hashanah. But he's listening because of his enjoyment. His musical enjoyment. And Rava says yotze. Basically, let's get down. Rava is basically purporting the famous concept that we have in halacha of what we assume Ladina is called mitzvahs sriches kavanah. Okay, that's what Rava holds. Rava holds mitzvahs sriches kavanah. Mitzvahs ein sriches kavanah. Rava, sover, mitzvahs einan sriches kavanah. Okay? And therefore, this guy that forced him to do what he did, Lamaisa, in the end of the day, he ate the matzah, so he's yotze. So he fulfilled the mitzvah. So the Gemara is bothered by Akasha. Omar Rava Zosamiris Tkeel Shu Yotze Pshita. Hainu Hach. Isn't that the same din? Halach Lamaisa, shofar and matzah is the same din. Maudit Tema Hosamachal Matzah Marachmone. I would think that matzah, the Torah mandates you to eat, and you ate. Aval, next page of Al-Hacha, Zichron Shrua, Ksiv. It's Zichron Shrua. and therefore Chai Misasik Baalmahu, he's not involved in the mitzvah. Here he's doing it stam because he loves the enjoyment of sound. Kamash Malan, we see it's good. Alma Kasava Rava Nitzah Saint Srichas Kavana. So Rava holds Mitzah Saint Srichas Kavana Ladin. Okay, that's Rava's din. Skip to the bottom of the Yomit on Chav Chesem and Beis. The last line we're underlined. Omele Reb Zeira L'Shame. Reb Zeira said to his Shamish, Ichvin, please blow the shofar for me on Rosh Hashanah. V'takali, and blow it for me. Alma Kasava Mashmiya Boy Kavana. So basically, what the Gemara presents to us, and let's get it, is that Rava holds Mitzvah Sein Srichas Kavana, and Reb Zeira holds Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Okay? Seems to be a machlekes across the board. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. That's what it seems to be, a machlekes across the board between Rava and Reb Zeira, halacha lemaisa. Okay? Whether you need Kavana, whether you don't need Kavana. Now, I want you to get the following. The Chai Adam writes, what is the case of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? Let's get it clear. Okay, Adam, you with me? What exactly is the case? I'm going to give you three cases, okay? We have to pin down which case is exactly the machlokes. On one polar, you have a yid that's never heard of Hanukkah in his life. He lights a candle on Hanukkah. He lights candles. I don't know. He likes to eat his dinner next to candles. It happens to be a night of Hanukkah. What's the din according to that? What would you say? According to everyone, that guy is not Yotze. According to Manor Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, for sure you're not Yotze. According to Manor Mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana, you're also not Yotze. Why not? That's called what? What is that called? That's called Misasek. He doesn't know what's flying. He's never heard of Holiday of Hanukkah in his life. So we assume, even according to Manor Mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana, you are not Yotze. This is very critical, guys. You get this. You got to get this. People confuse this all the time. The Chai Adam writes, in that case, no one says you're Yotze. That guy's a Misasek Baalma. He happens to what? By chance light a candle on the night of Hanukkah? He's not Yotze. Even according to the Manor Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, it's a nothing. Okay? So that's on one polar. The other polar is? What's the other polar? The other polar is, you have a big tzaddik who happens to be lighting his Hanukkah candles, a big tzaddik, maybe one of the Lamed Vavniks. And at the last moment when he lights, he starts daydreaming. Okay? No one's perfect. Starts thinking about the ball game. Okay? So if that's the case, how could that be? Is he Yotze or not? What do you say? According to the Manor Mitzvah Sein Srichas Kavana, of course he's Yotze. If according to the Manor Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, are you Yotze? Yes, says the Chai Adam. Because Kola Osa, Aldas Rishonahu Osa. The Gemara has a line in Gittin and Zvachim that he intended on doing it. He was mamash ready. He knows all the dinim. And the last moment right before he lights, he starts daydreaming. Forget about it. He's still Yotze. We say kol osa das rishon osa. His mind said he knew all the mishabrus, knew all the machabrim all. He knew all the mishabrus b'alachas. All of a sudden, the speckin before that should blow it up. No, it doesn't. That's the other polar, that you're Yotze no matter what. And then there is the exact middle case, which is the machlokes. What's the exact middle case? Which is the machlokes in Shas. Let's get it between Rav and Reb Zeira. Ben, what is that case? That case is the following. Where you blow the shofar and the fellow in the crowd loves the sound. He loves the musical sound. It's enjoyment. And therefore, in that case, what we assume is that he knows it's Rosh Hashanah. He knows it's Rosh Hashanah. He knows there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar. But he has the notion of his feeling while it's being blown is that it's due for musical enjoyment. He knows it's a Seder. He knows there's a chiyuv to eat matzah. But he's so hungry at that moment. He's not doing it to fulfill the mitzvah of Berev Tochel Matzahs. That is the middle case, and that is the machlokes we have in Shas between Rava and Reb Zeira as to whether mitzvah srichas kavana. That is the exact case. You guys got to know that. And the Gemara says, matzah on one hand, according to Rava, if you do it to eat it up, Lamaisa, if someone forced you, you're Yotze. Reb Zeira Lamaisa says you're not Yotze at all, by shofar and by what? And by matzah. Okay? So we have this machlokes between Rav and Reb Zeira, machlokes halacha lamaisa. Okay, let's get the psak down. What's the psak? The Shulchan Aruch paskins mitzvah srichas kavana. It's in Simon Samach and Hilchos Kriyashma. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tshuvas Radbaz that when do we say Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? By Mitzvah D'Oraisa. By Mitzvah D'Rabbanan like Hanukkah, we can rely on Mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana. Comes along the Vilna Gaon and argues and says, no, we pass the Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, both D'Oraisa Mitzvahs and D'Rabbanan Mitzvahs. Okay? Across the board, we pass the Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Whether they're Mitzvah D'Oraisa or the Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. Okay? Mugging up Ram in the name of the Tshuvas Radbaz. Mr. Brewer quotes that mitzvahs srichos kavan only on mitzvahs d'oraisa, like matzah on Leil Seder, shofar for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. But on mitzvahs d'rabbanan like Hanukkah, the second day shofar, no, you don't kavana without kavana yotzer, because the goan, that's not true. And I want you to note, if you look through all the shas, where the topic mitzvahs srichos kavan emerges, it emerges not only by mitzvahs d'oraisa, it also emerges by what? Mitzvahs d'rabbanan too as well. So don't tell me the machloek is only by mitzvah d'oraisa. Gemara has it by korech in Arvei Pesachim. Korech is only d'rabbanan. Okay, we got it clear? Yeah? Okay, this is very critical. Brian, you got me? This is the machloek. Oh. Yeah, go ahead. You had a kasha before. What was a kasha?
Were those three cases out of all the chayadim? You brought those?
Yes. The chayadim clarifies for us what exactly the machloek is. Okay? Which case? Very good point. I want you to know that. Very critical, because people confuse it all the time. We got to be lamdonim lamais. Okay? We got to understand everything klor. Okay, Bezrat Hashem. Now, we have this machlokes between Rava and Reb Zeira in Rosh Hashanah. Started Chav Zayin and Chav Chesem and Aleph. Goes on to Chav Chesem and Beis. Finishes up a Chav Tesem and Aleph. Let's turn to the third page now. You open up the Rambam. You want to see how the Rambam paskins. What does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam in Ilchos Matz, Chometz Matzah, Perek Vav, Alach HaGimel, Ochol Matzah below Kavonet, if you eat Matzah without Kavonet, Kikon Shansu, Goyim, the non-Jews force you to eat it, O Listim Lechol, or the robbers force you to eat, Yotzi Dechol Vassal, Ochol Kazayas Matzah, Vu Nichpe Beit Shtuso, he ate a kezayis while he was a shoyte. Vakar kach nisrape. Then he got healed. Chayv lecho achash nisrape. He's got to eat again after he got healed. Fisha osa achila haisa haya b'shasha apotim in the mitzvahs. The original food that he ate was when he was a shoyte. So therefore you got to re-eat. Who does the Rambam paskin like? Who does the Rambam paskin like, guys? What do you say? Rambam paskin like who? Like Rava. Mitzvahs ein shrichas kavana. No? Right there, black and white. Ochel matzav lo kavona. You are yotze. Beferish. Rambam posei kimo Reb Zeira. I'm sorry, Rambam. Okay? This is the shittas of Rambam. Hilchos chometz matzah. Comes along the Rambam. In the next page, in Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam writes, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, Hamisasek B'tkiyah Shofar L'Islamet, a guy is just practicing Shofar, Lo Yotzi Dechol Vaso, Chena Shomea Min Misasek, if someone listens from the Misasek, Lo Yotzi, Niskavin Shomea Lotzi Dechol Vaso, if the listener has Kavana, Lo Niskavin HaTokea Lotzio, but the Baal Tokea has no Kavana Lotzio, Oh, Shiniskavin HaTokea Lotzio, or the toke has kavana lo tzio, v'lo niskavena shomayim, the guy in the audience has no kavana, lotzeis, lo yotze dechol vasom. The din is you are not yotze. Ach yiskaven shomayim mashmiya. What does the Rambam write very clearly in Ilchos Shofar? That who needs kavana? You need the kavana of the baal tokeya, and the shomayim needs kavana. So the Rambam paskins, when it comes to Shofar, posek, what is he paskin? Kimo what? Kimo Reb Zeira. So we have a steer in the Rambam. Does the Rambam paskin, guys, mitzvah srichas kavana or mitzvah ein srichas kavana? It's a blatant steer in the Rambam. So what we want to offer today is four mahalchim to try to answer the steer in the Rambam. Okay? Four mahalchim to put together to answer the steer in the Rambam. Yes, Brian.
Based on the Chayagim, can you say the Rambam paskin like Rava?
all agree with Son's Mesasek, even the Yod said, but Sidurambam's recall like Rabba Lashikasa, and Hefel Shofar is even said, according to Rabba, you don't need Kavan.
Right, but what he's saying here, it's a good point you bring that up, but he's saying even more than that. His expression of misasek means, you're right, but it also means, number two, he says, well, niskavin also. Included in that is a guy that knows what's going on but doesn't have kavanah. So it's clear he writes not just misasek, he says, well, niskavin. So it's clear from the Rambam that he's paskin here, mitzvah strichas kavanah, and therefore you're not yotzeh. Yeah, Veloniskavi means it's no, it's okay, Lashir is not Yatsa. Okay? Yes, Daniel.
Can you say that the Pasuk completely like Rabbi Zera, but in the Gemara concluded by Rabba, Mitzvah in Circles Gemara, but didn't conclude specifically by Rabbi Zera that Mitzvah Circles Gemara, only the Mashmiya step to Gemara. Maybe Rabbi Zera would say what he says by Shofar, but like by Rabbi Yehuda Havamina, who says that you don't have to have Gemara Pesach, but Yehuda Havamina, maybe you would have to have Gemara by Shofar, and you reject that.
You mean we don't have any evidence? You mean Rav only spoke about matzah and Reb Zera only spoke about shofar? You're saying, and the way we presented it is that it's a machloikas across the board, right? Okay, we'll see. Well, it's a very excellent point, and we'll see Bez Hashem through the different mahalchim. Maybe we have to say similar to what you're saying. Okay, very good. But this is the steer in the Rambam. Everyone got it? Clear? Very, very simple. You have the Gemara, and you have the steer in the Rambam. Okay. So let's offer four mahalchim now to try to answer the steer in the Rambam. The first mahalach is from the Kesef Mishneh that quotes the Ran. Okay? The Kesef Mishneh quotes B'Shem the Ran. There is a principle in halacha of Shekeinen, Shmuel, the Heilig Amoyer, the great Amoyer, Shmuel, in Sanhedrin Samach Beis, in Krisis Taf Yutes, writes, HaMisasik B'chalobim V'arayis Chayiv Shekeinen. If a guy is misasik with Chalobim V'arayis, he eats a piece of steak, he thought it was OU steak, it turns out to be a piece of ham. God forbid. Is that guy Chayav Achatis? Chaylev. He's Chaylev. He thought it was kosher fat, which is called Shuman. Turned out to be Chaylev. What's the din? Is he Chayav Achatis? Yes. Why is he Chayav Achatis? He thought he was eating kosher stuff because he filled his stomach with it. He had hana. Shekein nene. Let's say, God forbid, a guy lives with a woman. He thought it was his wife. Turned out not to be his wife. Turned out to be an HSH, God forbid. What's the din? Arayas. He's chayiv to bring a chatas. Why? Shekein nene. Because he derived hana. Let's write the din. Misasek v'chalavim v'arayas chayiv shekein nene. Okay? That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Beis, Krisis Dafites. So it comes along the Ran and takes this din and expands it into the theory in the world of mitzvahs. That's a virus. And he expands this and puts this in the world of mitzvahs, the Ran. Amazing. What is his chiddush? Even though the guy was eating matzah and he had no intention of eating the matzah, the only reason why he ate the matzah because the guy forced it down his throat. He wasn't trying to fulfill the mitzvah of what? Of matzah and Leil Seder. So why is he yotzeh? You know why he's yotzeh? Because he got hana. He filled up his stomach. And that supplants the lack of kavana. So the Ran says the din of Kainenet, which exists in the world of Averis, the Ran is mechadish and says it works in the world of mitzvahs. And therefore, comes out the Ran, that what is the psak of the Rambam? Which is the rule, guys, and which is the exception? The Rambam writes that the rule is what? The rule is no. The rule is shofar. Mitzvah sirichas kavana. Shofar is the rule. Matzah is the exception, And the reason why Yotze Daniel is why? Is because Shekein Nene, that supplanted the lack of Kavanah. That's the Chiddush of the Ran. That's the Chiddush of the Ran. And that's how you'll get your first answer in the Sefer in the Rambam. Okay? But I want to point out to you guys that Ran is a Chiddush. Because the Gemara only has the Klal Shekein Nene by Averis. The Ran transforms it and expands it to the world of mitzvahs. Clear? That's the Chiddush of the Ran. Now, I want to give you an example of that. I'll give you another example in Shas where there's a certain din by Averis and the Rishonim expanded to mitzvahs. And it's very pertaining to Rosh Hashanah. There is a klal in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Choftes, the next Daf. Actually, we got the Choftes. There's a klal called Afapishi Yotza Motzi. You know, there are very kind fellows sometimes that go to the hospital 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Rosh Hashanah, they blow the shofar for the patients. How can they do that? They're a Yotza in the morning. So there's a klal in the Gemara, Afapishi Yotza Motzi. Even though he was Yotza in the morning, he could be Motzi the patients in the afternoon. Why? You're done already. What's the cloud? Just going to write the cloud one word. What's the cloud? Arvis. The Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah right there, Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zeb Zeb. You familiar with that cloud? Arvis. You know where that cloud appears in Shas? Sanhedrin, Andaf Koftes, and Sanhedrin Mem Gimel. The Koshlu Ish Ba'achid. Every Jew is responsible for another Jew. If he's doing aveiros, you got to rebuke him. Daf Mem Gimel. Hanastaros Lashem Lekeinu Lanu Levinu Adoyim. Yesterday, last week's Parsha. There's two makoros for Kol Yisrael and Reim Zivda. You know what it's talking about there? Aveiros. If you see your friend doing aveiros, you got to rebuke him. You got to bring him in. Help him out. Don't alienate him. So Kol Yisrael and Reim Zivda, and the Gemara is found by aveiros, Ben. The Rashi expands it to what? To mitzvahs. You follow me? Arvus we have by Averis. Right in the Gemara. You know what the Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah? Klaiso is like one goof. It's like one organism. The way Rav Shechter Shlita once told it over to us, if there's a fellow Yid on the other side of the planet Earth that hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah shofar, in a sense, I have not fulfilled my mitzvah completely either. That's why 3 o'clock in the afternoon someone can go to the shofar, go to the hospital and blow the shofar for someone. You follow me, Ami? That's an example. We just brought up two examples. I want you to know this. That the Gemara has it in one realm, but the Rishonim expanded to another realm. And that's exactly what the Ran is doing here to solve the steer in the Rama. Yoni, you had a kasha. Go ahead. Clear? You got it? Okay, good. That's the first answer to the steer in the Rama. But I want you to point out this Chiddush. In fact, since we're coming towards the Chag, put this down as well. Sukkos. The first night of Sukkos. You know, there's a Ptur in the Gemara in Sukkah, and Daf Chavav and Af Mitztar is Potem in a Sukkah. Is there a Ptur of Mitztar the first night? The Mechaber says yes, the Ramos says no. Ashkenazim go out and eat there. Mechaber says there's a Ptur of Mitztar the first night. What's the Machlekes Mechaber Ramos? In Lomdus. What's the Machlekes Mechaber Ramos? What do you say? What's the Machlekes the Mechaber Ramos? Is the mitzvah on the first night a mitzvah sachila, or is it a mitzvah of yeshiva? If it's a mitzvah of achila, so you got to eat. No matter what, you got to eat. Okay, you got to eat. Halacha lomais. It's all question, lomais. The mitzvah of achila. L'chura, there is no p'tur of mitzvah by mitzvah of achila. L'chura. It's a whole different topic that maybe one time we'll talk about. Some machloikish. So Machlokes is the Radbaz and the Birka Yosef as to whether there's a Ptur of Mitztar in all mitzvahs, or is it only limited only to Sukkah and Tefillin. But let's assume that there is no Ptur, only by Sukkah we find. So if it's a mitzvah achila, Yushalmi has that Amora had a headache from Pesach to Shavuos drinking the four kosos. He didn't like the wine. He Amamish had a headache from Pesach to Shavuos. It was so hard for him to have the arba kosos. And he still did it. So if you hold eating in the sukkah on the first night is a mitzvah achila, then that's what the Ramah holds. There's no p'tur mitzvah. But if you hold that the mitzvah achila on the first night is a mitzvah yeshiva, basukah teshu shiva shavim, but you're not allowed to, you're not mechuyev to go out to mitzvah yourself, You have to sit in the sukkah like you would sit in your house. You wouldn't sit in your house in Tsar, so you don't sit in the sukkah of a Tsar. You follow what I'm saying? What's the machlokes l'maisa? What's the machlokes l'gabe this din? Of, is it a mitzvah achilah or is it not a mitzvah achilah? On the first night of sukkah. So l'maisa, what we want to bring out here, and that's the din, would there be a p'tur of misasek? You understand what I'm saying? Let's say a guy would be forced to, some guy would stuff the food down his throat in the sukkah on the first night. What's the din? What do you say? The Matta Ephraim has this. Matta Ephraim, Mr. Brewer quotes every other page. What's the din? What do you say? If it's a mitzachilah, then what's the din? You fulfilled it. Shekein nanen. You filled up your stomach. We say shekein nanen in the realm of mitzvahs, according to the Ron, remember? The Gemara had it by Averis. We expanded to mitzvahs. So if someone stuffed the food down my throat the first time, I'm Yaitzeh. That's if you hold like who? That's if you hold like the Ramah. If you hold like the Mechaber, it's a mitzvah of yeshiva. What is the mitzvah of yeshiva? You fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva through eating. But at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah of yeshiva. You wouldn't be Yaitzeh if someone forced you. Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. You follow what I'm saying? That's another napkin. Okay? The Matta Ephraim has that in the back of the Sefer. So what emerges, guys, is the first answer to the Steer about Avnam. The first answer is the Ramna Klal is Shofar. Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. And Matzah is the exception based on the Shchidish of the Ram that gets from this quote, which is a Shchidish of what? Taking the din of Misasek, Shechai Shekein Nenu, which is found by Averis, by Chalam V'arayis. Shekein Nenu expanded to mitzvahs. We gave an example of that, where the Rishonim expand something in Shas. Arvis. Kol Yisrael Rem Zedadez, found by Averis. The Rishonim expanded to mitzvahs. Afo Pishiyatzamotzi, where we're going to read the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. And the another nafkamim put out the first night of Sukkot is there a would there be a din of shekein nene? Well, that depends on machlokes mechaber Ramah, how you describe the first mitzvah of Sukkot. If it's a mitzvah achila, then shekein nene. If it's a mitzvah yeshiva, then there would be no what? You would not be yotze if someone forced it down your throat. I just want to read the lashon of Rashi, amazing here. If you guys get a chance to look it up in the Ritva too, you with me? He says like this: Afam shiyotze mochi shari kol Yisrael arevim zebezel the mitzvahs. Zot Rashi. Chav tesem and after mask afish yotzimotzi. Shari kol Yisrael arim zev zel mitzvahs. And the Ritva says the Klai Yisrael is like one goof. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
So I mean that according to the Kesem Mishnah, even if the person is misasik by achilas matzah, then you be yotze.
Well, you're saying, do you take it to that degree? Let's say the guy was a... Daniel's... Yeah,
I'm saying that it's misasik.
Right, Daniel's asking good, and we developed three cases. Remember the Chayonah? So Daniel says, let's say you have a Yid who doesn't even know it's Pesach, never heard it's Pesach before. Some guy stuffs matzah down his throat. Would he be Yotze? I would say no. Yeah, because this case, Lamaisa, there's this, when we say misasik b'chalom b'charayis chayav shekein nene, what we mean to say, and this is very much what Brian was bothered by, the phrase misasik here references more like a guy doesn't realize it. Guy doesn't realize it's chelik. He knows chelik is usher. Guy doesn't know that it's not his wife. Doesn't mean that he didn't know that it was usher. Sometimes the word misasik references the middle case, so we have the machlokes.
Yeah, but even someone who doesn't know that chelik is usher to eat and eat it is also chayav.
No, misasik's potter from achatis. If he never knew that something was usher, then he's not even chayav achatis. Right. Chayav achatis is you forgot it was a din. Right, if you didn't know Lamaisin in such a case, in other words, you're asking Lamaisin, does it replace it? Does it make it Shekein Nene? It's a good question to what Daniel's saying. Maybe the fact of the matter is the fact that you ate it makes it as if you had Kavanah. It's a good question what Daniel's asking. So Lamaisin, it could very well be that it does, that it would cover even that case, Pashup Shot, because you did an action, you know what I mean? You ate it. Let's think about it, though. Okay, it's a good question. After thinking about it, I think you probably would be, because the bottom line is you did eat. So you go from a guy who never knows anything, but we got to think about it. Okay? Yes, Daniel.
Why don't we say Shekein Nene by Shofar? Because the whole case where the guy's like blowing for fun.
It's a good question, but musical enjoyment is not called Hana. Hana is eating or in Yane Arayis. Okay? That's by definition al Pidin. That's considered to be external. Music is considered to be external. Okay? There is a Tosafot Pesachim that seems to say like this. We only say brachas on eating food. He says, why don't you say a bracha on taking a shower? So Tosis has a line in Psachim, and we have it here. Thank God we have the Shas here. So Tosis says in Psachim, Tosis in Psachim has a line. He says that that's not a hanah that you ingest. We only say Birkas Nenin on brachas that you ingest. Okay? So it's a good question as well, Daniel. Everyone's on the ball, but we assume no. We assume that the definition of hanah is only going to be pertaining to food or the inyan of arayas. Let me read you the Lashon. He says, Ein mevarach al nor l'motzei Shabbos. This is Tosfos Psachim Nun Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom Tosfos. Hikshir of Yosef. Lamein mevarach al b'chol shah shenanim imenu. Da'asul l'hanah b'ol mezav lo bracha. What about you derive benefit from candles? The tirei tzanim imenu kishagufo nene. Shar hanah lo. It's only when you ingest the hanah. Gufo nene. Gufo nene means eating it. Halacha lo mais. So that's the first answer. Let's get it down. That's the first answer we have in the steer and the Rama. Please get down the cloth. So if you go like the first answer, the Ram holds mitzvah sriches kavana, show for the rule, matz the exception. Yeah, real quick, Ami, go ahead.
This is a sad question. Is it possible that the reason you're allowed to be motzi the shofar with these people in their school is that because the mitzvah is in the Shia and not in the
Torah? Well, we're going to get to what that means. Okay, we're going to get to it right now. Okay, let's get to it now. However, there is a second answer, what Ami is hinting to. And that is the following, okay? There is a din, halacha lemaisa, in brachas on daf yud beis amud aleph, okay? The Gemara has a fascinating case. What is the case in brachas on daf yud beis amud aleph? The Gemara has two cases. There's a man who's holding a cup. Is the cup holding beer or is the cup holding wine? Which one is it holding? We know that on beer you say a shakol, and on wine you say a brei pirei gafen. The Gemara says in Brachas on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where you hold a cup of wine in your hand, and you thought it was beer, and you say Bruch Atah Hashem, and when you say Bruch Atah Hashem, you have in mind to say shakol nebivoro, because you thought it was beer, and then you say, whoops, what's in there? Wine. And you save yourself by saying what? Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. You save yourself and say, Brei Pri Hagafen. What's the din in that case? You're definitely Yotze. Because what's the din if you would have said Shakol and wine? Yotze. Shakol's a bracha kolol. She Yotze and everything. Yeah? However, the Gemara says, what's the din in the following case? Where it's the opposite. It's a cup of wine, and you thought it was beer, and you said Bruch Atah Hashem, and you had in mind to say Shakol, and you save yourself. And then you realize it was wine, you say Brei Pri Hagafen. There, Lamaisa, okay, you're holding the cup, as the Gemara says, right? You're holding the cup, and it's a fascinating Shaila, because why? You're holding the cup of beer, and you're holding the cup of beer, and you thought it was what? Wine. So you said Bruch Atah Hashem, you had in mind to say Brei Pri Hagafen, you realize it's beer, you save yourself, you say Shakol Nebivoro. Okay? Are you Yotze or not? Do you go bust to the beginning? If you go by the beginning, you're in trouble. Why? Because you thought it was what? Right? What was it holding? It was holding beer. You thought it was wine. Brei Pri Hagafen is not good on what? On beer, right? But you save yourself and you say Shakol. Do you go bust to the beginning or the end? Everyone got that clear? That's the Shaila in Brachas Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Gemara leaves it as an open question. Do you know what the Rabbeinu Yonah asks? The Rabbeinu Yonah, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in the back, asks a kasha. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. In the back of Brachas, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. You know what they asked? They said, I don't understand. I think it's from Rav Haigon, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, we'll pin down exactly which Rishon it is. But Rav Haigon asked the following kasha. He says, I don't understand. He says, why on earth, Lamaisa, is this a Shaila? Why don't you just say mitzvahs, halacha Lamaisa, ain't Sriches Kavana? According to the Mandamru says, mitzvahs ain't Sriches Kavana, then it shouldn't be a problem, right? It should not be a problem at all. That's the Kasha Lamaisa that we want to ask, okay? That's the Kasha that Rabbeinu Yonah asks, Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah asks such a Kasha. If you hold mitzvahs ain't Sriches Kavana, it's not a Shaila. Okay, yes, it is Rav Haigon. We were correct. Rav Haigon. If you hold like Rav Haigon, at the end of the day, you said the right bracha. And even if at the end of the day, L'maisa, you're right, you said the right bracha, but when I said Bruchat Hashem, okay, I don't need Kavana L'maisa. At the end of the day, it turned out to be the right bracha. Oh, you want to go what's to the beginning? Okay, who says the beginning needs Kavana? The end of the day, I said the right thing. So L'maisa, what's the Gemara Shaila whether you go bust to the beginning or the end? I read you the Lashon, he says. Even though you didn't have in mind Brachat Hashem to say Shakol, you should be Yotzei. Mitzvah says Kavana. The end of the day, Gedalia, did you say Shakol? Yes, you said Shakol. Then, when you said Brachat Hashem, you had in mind Brachat Hashem. Who cares? Mitzvah says Shakol Kavana. If you hold like that sheet, you heard a kasha. You heard a kasha. You hold Mitzvah says Shakol Kavana. Why should that be a what? Why should this be an issue? That's the Shaila. That's the Kasha that Rav Haigon says. Okay? Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah B'shem Rav Hai. Everyone got that Kasha? Eli, go ahead.
I don't really get why it has to be stated. That's pretty obvious.
What's pretty obvious?
The whole thing we're arguing about before this is in a case where we are, when we say you need Kavana,
But there are two shittas. So let's say, according to the modern rules, mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana, right? Like Rava, let's say.
And nothing seems to be about.
Exactly. So why does the Gemara present it as a shaila? The Gemara should have said, according to the modern mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana, it's fine.
That's the question we're asking.
That's the kasha that Rav Haigon asks on the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara says it's an open question. Why is it an open question? The Gemara should have said, according to the modern mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana, it's good. According to the modern mitzvahs shrichas kavana, okay, you can ask, do you go bust to the beginning or do you go bust to the end? You follow what I'm saying? The Gemara never attaches it to the concept of mitzvah shrichas kavana or not. You're holding wine. You thought it was beer. You said, Bruchat Hashem, to have in mind break your coffee. You catch yourself, you see it's beer, you end up saying shakal. Gemara says, what do? We don't know. Do you go bust to the beginning, you're in trouble. You go bust to the end, you're fine. Why? The Gemara leaves it as an open question. Okay?
He presents the
kasha and says, Eli, why didn't the Gemara say, if you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, it's good? If you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, it's bad. Not that it's bad, we don't know. Do you go bust to the beginning or go bust to the end? But at least according to the modern mitzvah shrichas kavana, it should be fine. You hear the kasha? Okay? Now this is from my brachos. And the Gemara, and he's saying the cloud, mitzvah shrichas kavana, which we know of, because it's in Shas. Remember we said that? The Gemara has the machlokes by Korech. Yes, Brian. No, but the question is, you go bust to the beginning or end, right? So if you go bust to the end, you had the kavana. You saved yourself. But that's Lamais if he's daydreaming. Here he thought it was what he thought of a wrong bracha. So in Hilchos Brachas, do you go bust to the beginning, go bust to the end? It wasn't daydreaming. He thought of something wrong. So the question is, you go bust to the beginning, bust to the end. But Lamais, according to Rav Haigon, this is a bomb kasha. Very strong kasha. Okay? Everyone got the kasha? Klur, Isaac, you got it? That's Rav Haigon's kasha. So you know what he answers? He says like this. He says an amazing teretz. He says, the machloikish in shas, legabe mitzvah shrichas kavana or not, is rak b'tolui b'maisa. Only on mitzvahs that are tolui b'maisa. Achein, mitzvahs that are tolui b'what? Mitzvahs that are talui v'dibor, okay, mitzvahs that are talui v'dibor, then vadai tzarich kavana. That's a tremendous chiddush. The whole machloek is in shas. Whether mitzvahs need kavana or not, that are deals with actions, like lulav. Like matzah. The kavana, can you hang your hat on this maisa? Did this maisa have kavana? Did the maisa have no kavana? But if the mitzvah is totally on dibor alone, there's nothing to hang your hat on. It's just words. And words are meaningless unless you have what? Unless you have kavana. Without the words, it's meaningless. At least when you shake a lulav, you had an action of a lulav. Okay, did you have kavana or not? Okay, machloikis. But if the whole thing is totally on the concept of Dibor, then the words are meaningless unless you put the Kavanah into it. And brachas are only words. And therefore, even according to the number of mitzvahs and tzrichos Kavanah, you would have a problem here. You would have a problem. Therefore, we have to ask the question, go back to the beginning of the bracha or to go back to the end. Because when it deals with mitzvahs of only that are Dibor, halacha lamaisa, everyone agrees you need Kavanah. Even the Manor hold mitzvahs tzrichos ain't tzrichos Kavanah. The Rabbeinu Haggon answers this. That's his answer, Daniel. That's the answer he gives. He says what we said. Adkan. Yehuda, you got this? If that's the case, guys, we give a new answer to the steer in the Rambam. What's the answer, Ben? According to the Rambam, the rule is what? The rule, in a sense, is matzah. Mitzvahs, in a sense, ain't shrichas kavanah. The Rambam paskins. Shofar is the exception. Because shofar, according to the Rambam, is a mitzvah of what? Shmiah. Shmiah. The mitzvah is listening. How do I know that? Because the Rambam writes, ain b'kol din gezel. If you steal a shofar, the Rambam writes you yotze. How do you know you're yotze? Because he says you cannot steal coal. The Ravi quotes the Yerushalmi that says there's a pasuk, Yom Trua Yelachem. That even if you stole it, you're still yotze. But the Rambam says you don't need a pasuk, it's a svar. Ain b'kol din gezel. The mitzvah is lishmoa. If you look at the Rambam at the beginning of the shofar, what is the nusach habracha according to the Rambam? We paskin like this. What's the nusach, guys? Lishmoa kol shofar. The Rosh quotes are in a time. What's in his nusach? Litkoa. So the Rambam holds the mitzvah shmiya. Shmiya is like Dibor. And therefore, you better believe you have kavanah, because if you don't have kavanah, it's a nothing. It's like Dibor. It's like Dibor. That's the Chiddush. Okay? The Rambam holds that it's considered to be shmiya. That's his chiddush. Ein b'kol din gezel. Lishmoa kol shofar. Okay? Where does the Rambam hold that the mitzvah is tkiyah? Where does the Rambam hold the mitzvah is tkiyah? Yom Kippur shel Yovel. Yom Kippur shel Yovel is a mitzvah of tkiyah. You look in the Rambam, Hilchos Shmita v'Yovelos. The Rambam writes, in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel, he writes b'feirish, that the mitzvah is tkiyah. Okay? I want you to get that maramakum. Okay? The Rambam holds in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel in Pirik Yud, Halacha Yud, Shmita v'Yovel, mitzvah, that's in Litkoa v'Shofar. That's a mitzvah of tkiyah. But the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah is the mitzvah of Shmiah, guys. Pirik Yim, Halacha Yud, Hilchos Shofar. He says, B'Feirish, Lishmoa Kol Shofar. The mitzvah is Shmiah. Perik Aleph Alach Aleph. He writes, "Mitzvah says Shotel Lishmoa True Shofar, Shemar Yom True Yelachem." So the Rambam will hold if you have a stolen shofar in Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, you got a problem. It's mitzvah Baba Averi, but you can't steal Shmiyah by shofar in Rosh Hashanah. It's Shmiyah. It's not Tekiyah. It's Shmiyah, not Tekiyah. That's the Chiddush. Okay. So what emerges from here is a second answer. But it's flipped. The Rambam holds that matzah is this rule. Mitzvah ain't shrichas kavanah. Shofar is the exception because shofar is a mitzvah of shmiah. And you can't steal shmiah. And the brachas lishmoa called shofar. And when it comes to something that's deeper or shmiah-ali, Rav Haigon says everyone holds what? Mitzvahs, shrichas kavanah. Because as far as you have nothing to hang your hat on, all you have is deeper. All you have is shmiah. If you have no kavanah, it's a zero. When it's a maisa, that's where you have the machlokes and shas. Because you can hang your hat at least on the action when you didn't have kavanah. Okay? You can hang your hat at least on the action. Yoni, you got me? That's the chiddush. That's the second teretz we want to say. Okay? To solve the steer in the Rambam. Comes out that the klal according to the Rambam is what? Matzah. Shofar is the exception. The Rambam will hold mitzvahs ain't shrichos kavanah according to the second teretz. That's the chiddush we want to bring out. Now, even though the Rambam does write, there is a line, Rav Zhulti points this out, that Yom Kippur Shiyov Rosh Hashanah Echad Hu, he writes Echad Hu, it seems like it's the same din in Pirak Yud Halacha Yud Aleph. What does Echad Hu mean? What does that mean that it's Echad Hu? That's the guy with the Dine Shofar. That's the guy with the Dine Shofar and the Tkiyas, they're the same. But Lagabi stolen, they're not the same. Because conceptually, the mitzvahs are not the same. I want to point something out to you from the Maran Brisk. It's amazing, guys. I want you guys to get this. It's a good musr for Rosh Hashanah as we're coming. Do you know nowhere in the Chumash the Maran Brisk writes that it says the word shofar by Rosh Hashanah? Did you guys know that? Never says the word shofar by Rosh Hashanah. It only says it by Yom Kippur Shoyovo in the Chumash. Nisana, you know that, Balkaira, tremendous Balkaira in Nisana. Never where in the Chumash does it say the word shofar, ever. We had the Shabbaton last year, Nisana Lane, the guys wanted him to move in. No, and to hire him to be the Balkaira. Never once does it say the word shofar, ever. What does Yom Kippur Shoyovo symbolize? What does the blowing of the shofar symbolize? On Yom Kippur Shoyovo, what does it symbolize?
Freedom.
Freedom. Exactly. The Avonim go free, the real estate going back to the original owner. What are you supposed to do in Rosh Hashanah? You're supposed to free yourself. Free yourself of all the gashmis that we have, all the physical whims, and try to focus on being an Eved Hashem. Like Rav Shechter Shlita once said, what are you saying on Hallel? Ani Avdecha Ben Amasecha Pitachta L'Moseirai. What does that mean? David Ruff declares himself as an Eved, the son of a handmaiden. You freed me from my shackles. If you're an Eved, how are you free from the shackles? It's a stira. What's a real Ben Chayrin? Misha Osik B'Torah. I've been freed from my shackles of Gashmias. That's one of the elements of Rosh Hashanah. That's what we transport from the shofar of Yovel. Never, all the dinim we learn, halacha l'maisa about the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, which we're going to get to as well, we learn from Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. What does that mean you learn from Yom Kippur Shalom? You also learn the concept of freedom. Transport that to Rosh Hashanah. Free yourself. You know, Marashah writes in Rosh Hashanah Yad Alpha Manaf, when was Yosef freed from prison? Freedom. When was Yosef Atzadik freed from prison? Rosh Hashanah. Marashah says this in the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yad Alpha Manaf, Yosef was free from prison. Marashah says on Rosh Hashanah. There's an element of freedom, guys. Cheres. Ein lecha ben chorel mish otzik b'tayra. So this is the second teretz that we have. This tremendous chiddush comes out very beautiful. Okay. Yes. Go ahead.
I mean, Haggon basically basically said that everyone holds that mitzvot shricha kavanah that are totally b'tayra.
Yes.
Isn't it just through the davening, just that like the parts that are kavanah that you should have kavanah for, aren't they like Yosef and Echav?
He's not saying it. He's saying by any mitzvah of Dibor, like by brachas, not pertaining to Dabur. We're going to get to your point right now. Very excellent. But it's not. We're not localizing it. We're not limiting it. Any mitzvah.
Everything, right.
Everything that's Dibor, correct. Now we're going to get to what you're hinting at as well. Okay? Oh, a third teretz that we have is as follows. Exactly what was hinted to. Very similar. There is a line of the Ramban in the Melchamas Hashem in Rosh Hashanah. You know, the Ramban wrote a sefer Melchamas Hashem. The Balamor in certain sects is called Morakotin. Certain says Moragotin. Balamor, when he wrote the Morakotin, was 18 years old. He wrote this parish against the Rif. He argues in the Rif. The Ramban thought it was a chutzpah noir, 18-year-old guy's cholik on the Rif. So he wrote a sefer called Melchamas Hashem. Melchamas Shaltair. So the Ramban in Melchamas Hashem, the end of Rosh Hashanah, writes, amazing chiddush. He says, you know what blowing the shofar is? The Rav pointed this out. This is the way the Rav said it. It's davening without words. That's what Tekiyah shofar is. Davening without words. The Ramban said shofar, Tekiyah shofar is a chelik of tefillah. Tekiyah shofar is a chelit shel tefillah. And I once heard this pshat from one of my rebbeim, Rav Katzef Shlita, the great Gaon, who's a Rosh Yeshiva in Beit Shemesh now. He was a rebbe of mine in Shalbim many years ago. He was a great Gaon. And he used to sleep like 2 hours a night when he was in Hesder. 2 hours a night. Then after he finished the army, he learned in the Chazon Ish Koil. And then he used to come back from the Chazon Ish Koil on Thursday nights and give a chabura to us, and then he would stay up the whole night. Mamish Goyin Oilam. And he pointed out to us, he believed that this theory was Rashi. If you look in Rashi ala Torah, Rashi teaches Zichron Trua. When the word comes up in the Chumash, you know what Rashi says? Malchios Shofers and Zichronos. Now, davening is Durabanan, except for once a day. The Rambam writes once a day is D-Rice. The Rabban says davening is only Durabanan, except it's an Esar. Right? The Rav has a famous Hezbollah that the human condition is Esar. Without a Kaddish Baruch, we're done. So that's why the Rambam holds every day is D-Rice. The Rabban said Esar and Esar Mamish, when the guy's Mamish and Esar. It's a famous Hezbollah of the Rav. You know, the Rambam writes davening once a day is D-Rice. The Rabban says it's only D-Rice when a guy's an Esar. So what's a machlokes? The Rav said the Rambam understood the human condition is Esar. Without the Eibishter, we're in trouble. Very fragile, the human condition. So that's a din d'oraisa. The Rabbanan interpret as being literally. But davening every day, the Rabban would say, it's not Esar, it's the Rabban. That's where the Rav's atzal is mazer, the machlokes Rambam and the Rabban. It's a beautiful Hezbri, he said. But how could Rashi say, Malchus Shofar Zichronos is the Taich Apostle and Chumash Zichron true? How could that be? So the answer is that it's a kim d'oraisa. That shofar has to be heard in the context of what? Tefillah. Because shofar itself is davening. It's davening without words. And you have to say it in the context of tefillah. And therefore, lamaisa, that's a din d'oraisa. That's what Rashi is driving at. Exactly what the Ramban himself said, that ki shofar is a chelik of tefillah. It's like davening without words. That's what Rashi meant when he said Malchus Shofar is Chronos, Zichron Chua. He was trying to tell you that Shofar is the same message. It's davening without words. And therefore it must be in the context of what Shmon Esrei. That's why I want you to get this. Kiddush. You know, every time that you hear Chazar Shashatz, every time you hear Chazar Shashatz, you know, the Rav would always keep his feet together. Because the Rav said when you daven private Shmon Esrei, you're silent, that's your tefillah, but then there's a concept called tefillah hatzibur. What's tefillah hatzibur? A communal tefillah. How is communal tefillah fulfilled? Through chazar shashatz. That's why the Rav said you got to keep your feet together. And the Rav said you should not answer Baruch Aruch Shemo. Because anytime someone's being motzin or bracha, you never say Baruch Aruch Shemo. Like Kiddush Avdali, you should never say Baruch Aruch Shemo. Ever. Tefillah bitzibor is when everyone davens a silent Shmon Esrei together. You're always supposed to gauge with the tzibor. Don't fall behind. You got to try to keep up with the tzibor that you start chakra Shmon Esrei together. That's tefillah bitzibor. Hashem always listens to our tefillahs, but it's heightened when it's a tefillah bitzibor. But tefillah hatzibor, according to the Rav, is the chazar shashatz. The Rav said you keep your feet together, you can't talk, that says in Shulchan Aruch, and you don't say Baruch Hashem. Mr. Brewer argues. Mr. Brewer says you say Baruch Hashem. So it could be a chumrah. You don't have to follow this chumrah. But during Chazar Shashatz of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, if you would say Baruch Ruch Shemo, then that blows it up. You're not Yotze the Tefillah HaTzibur, and then you're not Yotze the Shofar Al Seder HaBrachas. It's a chumrah. But Lamaisa, Mishnah Berurah says you could say it. But you follow the Lamdas? They say that Briska Rav used to say, don't, in general, but this would be have big ramifications here. If you said Baruch Ruch Shemo. Because then in Ayotze Chazar Shashatz and Ayotze the Shofar Atkis Aseder HaBrachas. Okay. But what I want to bring out here is the following. If you daven without Kavana, you are not Yotze. There's a famous Reb Chaim. There's a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah writes you need Kavana throughout all of Shmon Esrei. That's in one place. In another place, the Rambam writes, all you need is kavanah on the first bracha, stira. What's the answer, says Reb Chaim? There are two types of kavanah. Kavanah to realize you're standing in front of Shem, that you need from the beginning until end, and that is li'kuva. If you start thinking about the ball game, during Shemoneh Esrei, not Yotzei. Why don't you daven again? Because who says you're going to do? Who says you're not going to think about the ball game again? So you try the best you can. But then there's a second type of kavana. What's the second type of kavana? Perish a what? Hamilin. You got to understand every word. That's only Rikuv, the first bracha. When you say Elokei Avram, it's Hashem, the God of Avram, the God of Chesed. Elokei Yitzchak, the God of Strength. Yitzchak, the God of Yitzchak, the God of Strength. Elokei Yaakov, the God of Yaakov, means Chesed. The first paragraph is Likuv. You got to know the words, but you should try to know the words throughout all. They're two different parish, two different kavanas. But Tefillah B'li Kavana is an, you're right to say. So that's the answer we want to give here. Third answer. What's the rule? According to the third answer, mitzvahs ain't in Tzrichos Kavana. Matz is the rule. Shofar is an exception. Not because of Shmiya, but because of what, guys? Tefillah. It's a din Tefillah. It's a new din. And Tefillah B'li Kavana is Nishkin Tefillah. Nishkin means it's not. Like the Reb Chaim says?
Is that very similar to Rabbeinu?
No, because Daniel, this is a din, generic din of Dibur. Could apply to brachas. Any mitzvah is talib to Dibur. This is specifically constricted to davening. Yeah. That's what we want to build on. Yeah, but it's a din tefillah. He would not necessarily agree with the second tier. It's a din Dibur. It's a din tefillah. And a tefillah B'li Kavana is Nishkin what? Nishkin tefillah. Yes, go ahead.
Which kavanah are we referring to?
It's a good point. Excellent kashi you bring up. I was just thinking now, if you require it to be on the Seder HaBrachas, if there are no words, so it's got to be what?
Knowing.
It's got to be knowing. Maybe you're standing in front of Avishter, maybe. Which is a big Kiddush. They're in Chazar Shashatz, but okay, you should be thinking that anyway, which we're going to get to.
Is this Rukhaim's answer?
This is, no, this is a third answer we want to say. Rav Zhulti hints to it, but I wanted to point out that he points out that there's a Tosis, which I want you to get, in Psachim. Tosis and Psachim compares the two together. Kuf Tet Vav Amud Aleph. Tosis has a line where he says the following Lashon. He says the following. He says, Tfilu Tkiya Boy Kavana Tfei. There it is. Tkiya Utfilu Boy Kavana Tfei. Tosis and Psachim. Kuf Tet Vav Amud Aleph Dibrasko Matkif. Kuf Tet Vav Amud Aleph Dibrasko Matkif. Tfilu Tkiya Boy Kavana Tfei. Because Tkiya is a Tfilu. It's a tefillah. That's the chiddush we want to suggest. Tefillah utkiya boy kavana tefei. Okay? So it comes out according to the third answer. What's the third answer saying? The rule is mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana. Shofar is an exception. Not because of dibur, but because of din tefillah. And maybe not saying Baruch Ruach Shema, maybe standing and saying that it's your oimi b'fasha. Okay. And number four. A fourth terence to answer the Stira Baramam. Yes, Yossi.
According to the third answer, blowing later in the day for somebody else, it's not in the context of Stira.
Yes, you're missing a kiyum. You're right. You are missing a kiyum. Definitely Yotze, no problem. But is it ideal? It's not ideal. Definitely not ideal. Definitely not ideal. Why do we do Tkiyasa de Miyushuv before Shmon Esrei? We call him Tkiyasa de Miyushuv. Even though we stand, it means Tkiyasa de Miyushuv because theoretically you could sit. It's before Shmon Esrei. You know the first set? Why are we called Tkiyasa Miyushuv? Because it's not Chazar Shatz. You could sit down. We don't. We stand up. But Lomaisa, also, that's not... we do that Kela Arbe Vesasotan, to mix up the Sotan. But that's not ideal according to this Mahalach of the Ramban. Okay? It's a good point. All right. This brings us now to the fourth Teretz. To answer the steer in the Ramban. I gave you in the packet Lomaisa... Very interesting. Actually, he had in the packet the Tosim Sochim. It says, Boy Kavana de Gabi Tfilu, it's called Boy Kavana Tve Kidip Precious. We're underlined. I forgot now, before we go to the fourth Mahalach, Mikroi Kodesh. What does it say in the Mikroi Kodesh? Let's say it outside, the Mikroi Kodesh of Sipes Ben Simin Yud. The Bir Hetev in Sof Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi Gudel and the Shem the Bach. Let's go back to the second Teretz. Says that we cover the shofar during the bracha. That's what we do. The Beretiv quotes the Bakla, we covered the shofar b'shas habracha. Why? So the Eliyahu Rabbah says, b'shem, I'm not sure who that one of the Gedolei Achronim here is, because al pi Kabbalah, it says in the Medrash, that Avram Avinu hid away Yitzchak when they built the Mizbeach, because he didn't want the Satan to throw a stone at him and possibly be a korban. Fascinating, al pi Kabbalah. But the Avinezer writes al pi Halacha and Siman Tov Lamed Aleph. You know why we cover it? Why do we cover the shofar? Because we want to highlight the mitzvah. Not the key of the mitzvah is what? Shmiya. Just like we cover the bread when you say Kiddush, that it shouldn't get embarrassed because the Kiddush is on the Yayin. We also cover the shofar, so we don't want to embarrass the shofar. So let's just write that one word, Nechaseh HaShofar. And we do this. Halach Lomais. Nechaseh HaShofar. Okay. So now we're up to the fourth teretz. Oh. Let's take a look in the packet. The Ritva here in Sukkah Daf Lamed. The Gemara writes in Sukkah Daf Lamed, Amud Aleph, that a stolen sukkah is pasul. Okay? If you steal a sukkah, it's pasul. Let's look at the Ritva inside. The Ritva says, Tana Avana Sukkah Gzula. You see it there? Tana Avana Sukkah Gzula. Sikta the Pligim Shetakas Chavir Otsim Sukkah. So Yimam Shem Chutzif. You go in there, you grab your friend, and you throw him out. The Rabbi Eliezer, let's see. Rabbi Eliezer, son of a Karkain and Exelis, Vesukah Shuli. The Sukkah's bar of Ein Adam Yotze, Vesukah Shuli. Rabban and Sarah Adam Yotze, Vesukah Shuli. There is this Beferish, a person's Yotze, Vesukah Shuli. The Hikshu B'Taisus, Mikomokom came and said, Takmu Mechavera, Ikem Mitzvah Babavera. What's Taisus Kasha? Why do we have to dig up a pasuk to pasul a sukkah gzula? When what? When we know there's a famous principle called what? Mitzvah haba baver. That's Tosis Kasha, and that's the Rishonim ask. You know what Tosis answers on Daf Testament Beis and Sukkah? That mitzvah haba baver only pasuls it in the Rabbanon. You need a pasuk to pasul a sukkah gzula mina Torah. That's a collector's item, that Taisus. Testament based that a sukkah gzula is a mitzvah bar baveril, only pasuls mid rabbanon. That's why you need a pasuk. That's a big, big chiddush. But look at this answer, guys. This is amazing. Okay? V'yesh, v'hikshu b'taisus. We don't have the tos on our daf. Nikomokom came in shetakam v'chadar hikim mitzvah bar baveril. Listen to this. The lo amrin in mitzvah bar baveira ela bedavar shu bal leratzos kegon korban shofar velulu vekiyotza behem ava vasuka shen bar ritzui leikim ishu mitzvah bar baveira. You see that? What does this teret say? Why do you need to come onto a pasuk to pasul a sukkah gzula? Why is mitzvah bar baveira not enough? Because the only time you say mitzvah bar baveira is by a mitzvah that engenders ritzui. What is ritzui? Appeasement. Kapara, atonement. A special relationship between Hashem and you. A special relationship between Hashem and you. And which mitzvahs have that? Korban makes appeasement. Shofar makes appeasement. Lulav. How does Lulav Meratzah? Rav Warman Shlita points out. And Tainas Taf Beis and Beis. What is Meratzah to Hashem for Mayim? Lulav. You shake the Lulav for water. Karbonus is for Kapara. Shofar. What is Shofar Ritzui for? What is Shofar Ritzui for? Oh, that Hashem should judge us for the good thing. What's the mocker? I want to say a mocker for it. You know what the mocker is? Rosh Hashanah. Daf. Chof, Fov, Omer Aleph. You are not allowed to use a cow horn, the Mishnah says. A cow horn is possible, even though a cow's kosher. Why not? Ein kategor, nasa sanegor. The prosecutor, the defender, the prosecutor cannot become the defender. Reminds us of the Egel Azav. Excellent, Eli. But the Gemara has a kasha. That klal is only said lefanai v'lifnim. The Kohen Gadol, when he goes in the Kodesh Kodashim Yom Kippur, does not wear the Big Day Zahav, only the Big Day Lavan. Why not the Big Day Zahav? Because it conjures up memories of the Egel HaZahav. But that's Lafanek Lifnim. We don't blow the shofar for Kodesh Kodashim, we blow it outside. We blow it in the shuls. What's the answer? I'll read you the one line. The Gemara says, Shofar Nami Bechutsu, M for the Gemara, Chavavim and Aleph. Kevin de Lezichron Hu, Kebifnim Domi. A shofar's ritzui, according to this Ritva B'Shem the Tosus. And therefore, it conjures up memory, our lives in front of Hashem. It's like Lefanev Lifnim. It has a din of Lefanev Lifnim. The shofar's ritzui. That's the Mokar and Shas we want to suggest. Lulav Marat Salamai, Korban Kapara, shofar, is Kilafanai Lifnim. Kilafanai Lifnim Domi. Amazing. Okay? And therefore has a special element of ritzui. Therefore, a sukkah does not. Says the line, he says sukkah does not, which is interesting, even though sukkah is anane akavod, right? It does not have ritzui, though. Then he argues, below near it, he points out the chab yushalim yuchashu l'mitzah shel tevel, l'matzah shel tevel, l'matzah gzulim, shu mitzvah babavera. There's a beferish yushalim that says a mitzvah babavera applies to matzahs. Matzah has nothing to do with ritzui either. So you see the mitzvah babavera applies across the board. You follow me, Yoni? This ritva b'shem nevalei ha'tais is a collector's item. Mitzvah babavera only applies to the mitzvah of ritzui, and shofar is one of them. He says it kiyotze bahem. I'm not sure which other one mitzvahs are like that. Maybe mila, Rav Asher wanted to say. The Rabbi of Achai says mila is like a korban. So it's like a korban. Maybe there's a din mitzvah babavera by mila. But he does say kiyotze bahem, you know what I mean? It doesn't tell you which are the mitzvahs or ritzui. Ritzui is special, guys. Appeasement, kaporah. Mitzvah baba vera is only by what? Ritzui. Mitzvah baba vera, rak be ritzui. Rak be mitzvah shel ritzui. You got me? Because there's certain mitzvahs, Daniel, that are closer to Hashem. And if it's disease with an Avera, forget about it. But the other mitzvahs, Lamaisa, mitzvah Babavera does not apply to. It only blows up something that becomes closer to Hashem. Whatever that means, you know, but it's a special din ritzu. If you say like this, one second. If you say like this, what emerges now is we could say a fourth teretz to the Stira Baramba. Let me ask you guys. Just like mitzvah baba vera only applies to mitzvahs of ritzui, you cannot have ritzui unless you have what? Kavana. Again, the fourth teretz is the Rambam holds, matzah is the rule. Mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. But shofar's the exception because shofar requires ritzui. And without kavana, there's no ritzui. There's no way you can have ritzui without kavana. That's why the Rambam writes shofar is an exception. So the second, third, and fourth teretz are completely opposite than the first. The first was the rule was what? Mitzvah srichas kavana. Shofar is the rule, matzah the exception because of shekein nen. Second, third, and fourth are saying the Rambam holds mitzvah ein srichas kavana and shofar is an exception. Why? Second teretz because the din shmiyah. Third teretz because the din tefillah. Fourth teretz because the din what? Ritzui. That we've built up based on the ritual. You got this chlor? You guys can say this in shul. Pop on the shtenri say you want to say a shir. Say minchin mayr. This is the four terutzim we can give to answer the stira in the Rambam. Okay? Yes, Yoni. Go ahead.
Just on
yes. Yeah, you know, someone asked me that once. What about by tzedakah? Or I was thinking by tefillah. Yeah, so I'm saying tzedakah maybe it could be an example. Reach. I'm not sure though. You got to bring makoros for it. Someone once asked me that once. Usually we don't hold like this, Tysus. We pass mitzvah baver across the board, like the Ritva rejects it. But I was thinking, what would be examples? I thought maybe if some guy would steal a maxer and daven. Oh, you it's like you're davening was through stolen thing because you stole the guy's maxer. Tefillah's by Ritzri, I would hope. No. Tefillah Kenega Krabonis. Someone asked me once about Stalker too. No, and it's a good point. But Lamaisa, he doesn't say. He doesn't identify what. Like Rabbi Asher said, maybe Mila's been Korban like Rabbi Nebuchai. Interesting.
But the case of the Maxer, is that Mitzvah Bola Avera?
Well, it facilitates your davening. You're right, it's not really
it's
the same.
Place anyway.
Yeah, but you stole the lulav and then allows you to shake it. You know what I mean?
I stole the, is the lulav.
Right, but I stole the lulav 3 days.
Doesn't need a sitter.
I understand, but I stole the lulav 3 days ago, and therefore it allows me to what? Shake the lulav now. The shaking of lulav is not stealing. I stole it 3 days ago. I stole the maxer, facilitates my ability to daven. So, l'churi, why doesn't it make my davening a mitzvah b'avera?
Because you can
daven
without a sitter. You can't shake lulav without a lulav.
I understand, but Lamaisa, I didn't steal it when I shook it. I stole it earlier, and then I shook it, Lamaisa.
Okay.
But let's say I don't know about Peh. I don't know. Let's say I don't know. Maxer, most guys don't know about Peh, right? It's a good point you bring up, but you don't know it. You can't do it without a maxer. So I don't know. It's a question to think about what Kiyotz Ben meant in the Ritva. But Lamaisa, it's a good point. But Lamaisa, these are the four Tirutz we want to put together to answer the steer in the Rambam. Okay? Now, let's get to some other dinim about Rosh Hashanah. I want to get to Lamaisa before we close. Okay? We have a halacha, the Rama writes on Rosh Hashanah, not to sleep on the day of Rosh Hashanah. The Feresh Rama I gave you. Okay? Not allowed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. On the day of Rosh Hashanah. Not at night, there's no problem. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Maharam Rutenberg slept on Rosh Hashanah, and it's also quoted that the Stipler slept on Rosh Hashanah the day. How could they go against the Rama? So Rav Shechter once was masber to us that the makor of this din is a tour in the name of the Yushalmi. Yushalmi says if you're sleeping on Rosh Hashanah, when? The first 3 hours of the day. That's when Hashem judges us, then you'll have a sleeping year, God forbid. So the makor din is only in the beginning of the day, by sunrise. That's why many yeshivas, you know, they get up. I remember in Shalbim, we used to have a shir at Vasikin. Then we daven the, you know, not daven Vasikin, but we were up by Vasikin. We should all find out, I think in Passaic, I think Nate's is about 6:28 now. Wherever you're living, check the charts. You should try to get up before Nate's and learn till davening time. You don't have to daven Vasikin, but we should be up by Nate's when Hashem's judging us. Therefore, the Ma'arami Rudberg and the Stipler slept in the afternoon, because the Makor HaDin is the beginning of the day. If you want to be machmer for the Ramah and not take a nap, that's fine. But the Mishnah Berurah says, don't be Yoshiva Batal. In other words, don't be, you know, you're a stark guy, you don't take a nap on Rosh Hashanah. Meanwhile, you're doing nothing. You know, if you're not going to be productive and learn or do chesed, and just going to sit around and be Yoshiva Batal, then take the nap, right? So we have to gauge ourselves, but I want you to understand that's the din that we have. Now, based on this, there is a halacha, please get it, that we have to say Amelech HaKadosh throughout the Aser Simei Tshuva, starting with the first night of Rosh Hashanah. What happens if by mistake you said Akel HaKadosh on the first night of Rosh Hashanah? What's the din? Halacha Lamaitzu. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Reb Abba Mipasvila. Who was Reb Abba Mipasvila? Pasvila was a suburb of Vilna. Chayyadim quotes him. In fact, they came out with a lot of his ksavim called Nascha de Rababa. They made the sefer Nascha de Rababa. It's a sugyan b'babasra and shulis. He was a great gaon. And he writes, if you say Akel HaKadosh the first night, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Why not? Because if you miss Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat by Myriv, because Bezin was not Makadosh Chodesh Belayla. That's the Chiddush of Abba Mipasvila. They found his writings later, but at that time that was the only Chiddush that they had. It was a great gaon. And there's been a lot of literature written for one. See, one statement of Torah, they say in the name of Stipler, can be gorim so much good. One statement could be said, could go out and cause bad, God forbid. But one statement we had of Rav Abba Sevila caused so much Torah to be written on. Later on, we found his other writings. But that's the Chiddush Rav Abba Pasvila. Tremendous Chiddush. Rav Moshe Zatzal agrees with his psak, balav mitaimei, but not based on his reasoning. Because Rav Moshe writes, you know why it's okay to say Hakel HaKadosh at night? If b'di'evit you did it, b'di'evit of course. Why? Because when does Hashem judge us? In the morning. Hamelech HaKadosh. So if you didn't say Hamelech at night, so it's not Likuvah. But Lamaisa, it has to do, it's a big Chiddush to say that has to do with Yalav Yava, because even though Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, what's the famous phrase that we say? We all say it together as a tzibur right before we begin Shemoneh Esrei at night. Batiku b'chodesh shofar. What's the next phrase? Bakesel yom chagenu. What does Bakesel mean, guys? That Rosh Hashanah covers over the Rosh Chodesh. In fact, there's 2 days in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chesem and Beis. Do you reference the Korban of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? We do. We say Musfeh. Don't forget when you say your silent Shemoneh Esrei and Musaf, do you say Musfeh? Because you need Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. It's actually 2 days in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chesem and Beis. We're Machmer. But in general, the Rosh Hashanah covers over the Rosh Chodesh. That's what Bakesel Yom Chagenu means. So what does it have to do with the fact that you miss what? That you miss Yalav Yavol. So Rav Moshe has a different theory. Rav Moshe says because the Malchus is in, the judgment is in the morning. Okay, you got that? The Rav Zatzal used to say in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal, that it is Likuvah. That if you messed up and said Hakel HaKadosh at night, Wednesday night, you got to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. I think Ladina, you could rely on Rav Moshe, of course, that B'di'evit Yotze. But I want you to know this din about getting up, if you can, and the kula, only the first night. It's only for the first night, this kula. Once we start the judgment, then we have a Aser Shemei Tshuva has begun. Okay? Also, the Pachad and the Yira exists on Rosh Hashanah. That's why we don't say Hallel. Why don't we say Hallel? The Gemara says in Irkin and Daf Yudam Rav, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Niftochim, Vatemo Mishira. Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are open, and you guys are singing Shira. You don't say Hallel. It's toned down. There is a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, but it's toned down. It is tempered because it's Yemei Pachad V'Yirin. The Gemara in Erkin and Daf Yudam and Beis. Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim Niftochim Vatemo Mishira. So there is Simcha, but we don't say Hallel. Where do we find this in Shulchan Aruch I gave you? Lo Yochlu Kol Savam. Don't eat to your heart's desire on Rosh Hashanah. If I have 6 helpings for my wife's food, which is delicious, on Yontif, on Rosh Hashanah, I'll have 3. If I have 4 on Yontif, I'll have 2. If I have 2 on Yontif, on Rosh Hashanah, I'll have 1. I won't tell you how many helpings exactly I normally have. But I do eat a lot on Yontif. But on Rosh Hashanah, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Lo Yochlu Kol Savam. Do not eat your heart's desire. You eat, but you don't have the regular helpings that you'll have on Sukkot, Pesach, or Shavuos. It's got to be toned down, just like we don't say Hallel. Okay. We spoke about, I hope you guys, we spoke about it on Thursday. I hope you got it down. Remember we spoke about Rosh Hashanah. It's not about me. Who's it about? Big Mam Lech Hashem. An added point I want to say about this, that there's a big machlokus in the poskim whether you're allowed to make personal bakashas on Rosh Hashanah. Many poskim say it's usher. Why? You know why? Because it's not about us. It's about being Mamlech Hashem. So you understand those poskim quite well, and that's why there are poskim, the Netziv says it's usher to cry. Yom Kippur, a lot of guys cry when they're davening. But on Rosh Hashanah, it's not, because again, you don't say Al-Chait. You don't eat nuts. It's not about us. Chait, you're not allowed to have, you don't say al-chait. In the Gaon, remember, skip the line of, we say it in Eklat Zayis. And even Tashlich, where we talk about Achatoim, is in the context of making Hashem the king, because we do it by water, like the Gemara says in Horeis. They used to anoint Malachim with oil to give a bracha to the king that his reign should spread like water. That's what we're saying to Hashem, who's the only king. So I want you to keep that in mind. Also fits into that Mahalach as well. Halacha l'mais. Okay. Let's just close with the following. And that is that there is a din, very interestingly, that a shofar cannot be made from a cow because it's called keren, it's not a shofar. One of the other elements that I wanted to point out that it's ritsui is that it should be kafuf. It should be bent, the shofar. It's not ideal to have a straight shofar, like a gazelle's horn is straight. Gazelle is a kosher animal. But it should be kafuf, should be bent to highlight that we are subservient to Hashem. Now let me ask you, what about a shofar from a rhinoceros? What do you say? It's not kosher, a rhinoceros. Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah have to come from a kosher cloth and animal, because it says moser b'picha. What's Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah called? Tashmishi kedusha. How did the Rav define that? Tashmishi kedusha? Has Shem Hashem written on it. Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah has Hashem's name written on it. And what happens if they're apostle? What do you do with them? They have to be buried in the cemetery. Mikra din nidi gnisa. What is tashmishi mitzvah? Any mitzvah which doesn't have Hashem's name written on it, like tzitzis, shofar, luluf. What do you do with those if they're no longer kosher? You could throw them in the garbage can. We don't do that. It's not b'kavodik. We bury it also. I have a friend of mine who's a rav. Was a rav. Now he's in New York area, New Jersey area. But he was a rav outside. He told me in the local cemetery they had buried boxes of matzahs. I told him tashmishi mitzvah. They had a chumrah. He said he couldn't believe it. They had buried boxes of matzahs in the cemetery. So what is shofar? Shofar is tashmishi mitzvah. Can you use a non-kosher animal? So the Ramah says, I gave him the marmakaymus. The Ramah writes beferish that it's possible. Okay? The Ramah says beferish that it's possible. Let me read you the Lashon. The Ramah says that it's possible. The chain shofar be behemoth may apostle. Simon tough kuf pe vav sif aleph. Let me ask you, why? The din of having kosher is from Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. Why shofar? Why shofar? Why shofar? Let's say he made tzitziot from a non-kosher animal. Okay? What I want to know is this Ramah that says pasul, is that limited to shofar or all other mitzvahs? I don't know. But I'll give you a svar that would limit it to shofar. Because shofar is what? Ritsui. And since it's ritsui, it's got to be coming from a kosher animal. Mr. Bruce says if it's the only shofar you have, you blow with it without a bracha. But maybe shofar is special because it's ritsui. It's not. It's like pasnish. To have a what? To have it from a behemoth tzmeya. It's not right. Maybe it's not right. So we have to be able to keep in mind that this is the essence of the shofar. And the shofar, you have to have halacha l'maisa. I don't know if you guys, is anyone going to be the makri? Is anyone going to be the Baal Tokeya? So I'm going to be the makri. So I want to just close with the following din, okay? I want you to get the following din. I'm going to be the makri in shul, Bezrat Hashem. And this is very important, okay? I want you just to get it. It's Simin Tov Kuf Tzadi, Sif Kotten Ted Vov. When you do Tashrat, Nisano, you don't blow shofar?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You do blow shofar. When you do Tashrat, which is what? Tkiya Shvarim, true and Tkiya. Shvarim Trua, is it with two Neshimas or one Neshima? It's the Machlekes Mechaber Ramah, We follow like the Mechaber. And the minig is in Tekiyas Miyushev you do one neshima, and in Tekiyas Miyushev you do two neshimas, two breaths, when you do the Shvarim Truah. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the Tekiyah, you guys got to get this. The Tekiyah must be as long as the Shvarim Truah. That means you need a long Tekiyah, guys. I mean, the Shvarim Truah, the Tekiyah you do has to be as long as the Shvarim Truah. And the one in the beginning and the one at the end. Okay? Also, how long should the Shvarim be? Only three kochos. Two. The Truah, nine. So that means, by Shvarim Truah, how long does your Tekiyah have to last? 18 toots. Because the Truah is nine, and every Shvarim, and the Shvarim is what? The Shvarim is considered to be, so that's considered to be 18, right? That's what he says. It's the nine kochos, and every Shever, Shalo Yashim Shum Shever Mitisha Kochos. Tov Yosef Shalo Yasa Shever, Bechol Shever Rakeshlosha Kochos. Every Shever has to equal what? Three tututs, right? Each Shever. So that means through three Shvarim, three times three is nine, plus the nine Truahs is 18. So your Tekiyah has got to be as long as that. That's what the Makri has to be cognizant of. Now, we are not Makbid. We say Amen to the Brachas. And there is Achronim that say that the Makri should not say the first Tekiyah. You know, he calls out Tekiyah, Shvarim, you know. There are some postmen that say you shouldn't say the first Tekiyah. Why? Because the Hefsik. But we're not Makbid for that. We're Makel. It's only Hefsik for the Makri. But Lamaisa, we're Mako for that. Allah Lamaisa. So I want to just close with, I want to wish everyone a happy, healthy year. A Shana Tova Matuka. Sweet. And as the Miri writes, and my wife sets this up, we do all the Simonim. But as the Miri writes in her, don't think it's superstition. Superstition is about Azar. It's just to concretize our bakashas and feel to Hashem that you should have a sweet year. And don't make a mistake. You say the Bracha Ve'etz, then you eat the Eitz, and then you say Yiratzon. Don't say the Yiratzon after the bracha before you eat. It's a hefsek. You know the Yiratzon that you say? We have like, it's like a plate, a Seder plate. We pass it around. It's a very beautiful thing. So I want to wish you and your families a happy, healthy year. And you should have good health and siyata d'shmaya and daven good and learn good. And Sunday we have the tainus. So Bez Hashem, we have Tzom Gadai. We have Shir Bez Hashem. We'll continue on Choresh. We'll speak about a little bit the tainus as well. And Hazinu, the parsha should be shira to you. Torah should be like a shira b'simcha to you. Okay, a good bench yours. See you in the Torah. See you in the family. See you in the parsha. See you in the parsha.
Good for you.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I got a child.
Yeah, okay, good. Very good.
Yes. So what do you got? You got a kosher kitchen. So what you have to do is it a self-cleaning oven?
I don't know.
If it's self-cleaning, all you got to do is turn it on and clean it. If it's not self-cleaning, you got to put up the 500 for like 2 hours. Burn it out, clean all the racks.
It was not
a Jewish family that lived there before?
No, there was at least one Jewish person because they left the mezuzah up on the trust. We found some old kosher meat in there, but there was also non-kosher stuff in there. I'm pretty sure they weren't Jewish.
So you got to do that. The sink, you got to clean out, wait 24 hours, and then boil up hot water and spray. And the sink and the stove, if it's gas, burn it out for 15 minutes. Okay. Make sure the fire covers all the grates.
Okay.
And the fire touches all the grates. And that's it.
What about, like, do I have to do anything to the counter or just wipe it off?
What's the counter's made of? Porcelain?
I don't think it's like...
Yeah, it's pour hot water on it, Lamaisa. But if it's made of porcelain, you can't kosher it anyway. Just clean it.
Okay.
Pour hot water on it, too, as well.
Okay,
all right. Hey, good to see you.
See you
too. Shabbat Tov. Good to be here. You come back Sunday for the Titus?